at Barracuda.com.
We need time. Doctor says I'm doing fine. Ready, willing, and able to perform on another Doug Steffen Good Day program at 7 past the hour. This is Wednesday the 26th, is it not, Jennifer?
It is.
It is, right, exactly. 1-26-11. As we get started looking at what's going on in the world, listening to people talking about what's going on in the world, your world, our world, my world, their world, it's all a big, wide, wonderful world. And aren't you glad there are other things going on in the world than the State of the Union? For example, in China, there are big things happening. And if Michael would wake up from his death-defying sleep, he would have...
Yes. I like Chinese.
So, there's a big problem in China today. We have our problems in America. We've heard them discussed ad nauseum. And actually, when the Chinese president was here, President Hu, last week, there was a lot of focus on what was going on in China. For example, did you know that so many new cars... We were talking last week about the fact that China was the number one market now for General Motors. Remember that coming about as a result of all of the focus on China? What are they buying from the Americans? Buying lots of cars. They have to be made there, but it's still an American company, yada, yada, yada. Well, it seems General Motors has been so successful that there is no place to drive a car. The traffic jams in Beijing now last for 3 to 10 hours.
In some circumstances,
there have been jams with 700,000 cars on it. Remember how many people there are in China.
I just think about the picture in my mind with all the people with not a little teeny space around you, and I can't even imagine driving.
240,000 new cars were sold in Beijing alone last year. 240,000 new cars. One third of the number of new plates that were issued in the entire country, our country, last year. So new license plates for new cars. The problem is they have no place to drive them.
Right.
So what's going to happen this year and probably for the foreseeable future as millions more people make enough money to buy cars? Because most of the time, remember, when we were kids, we used to all ride bicycles. That's what you saw. Even when I was in China 10 years ago, the normal form of transportation was the bicycle, not an automobile. Some people had cars, but for the most part, they still got around on buses or they got around on bikes. Now, everybody's buying a car, largest automobile market in the world, sales up 33% last year, according to the Chinese Automobile Association. What is that, CAA? Chinese Automobile, right.
Yeah.
Or CAA.
Ah.
Huh. Okay, anyway, I was looking for something else. So, the average car sells for about $4,500 over there, used car. And new cars are about the same as what we have over here. So all these people buying these cars, they now, this week, have instituted a lottery in the big cities so that if you desire to buy a car, you can buy a car, but you won't be able to drive it unless you win the lottery. You will be given a chance to get a license plate.
No.
The lottery is for license plates. If you don't get a license plate, can't drive the car. So what do you suppose that's going to do to the sale of cars over there? But nobody realizes that the cars are not only they don't have the same pollution standards, so we may be selling a lot of cars over there, but they aren't built the same as they are here. And you go to any big Chinese city and you see the exhaust and the pollution and the brownness in the sky. One of the cities I was in when I was in China, you couldn't see the sky, and the average life was 45 years because everybody died of respiratory problems.
Right.
And that was, again, before they had millions more cars on the road than they do now. The transit system in Beijing is junk, although they're trying to make it, you know, work better. They have to because they cannot move on the highway systems that they have over there. It is. Can you imagine those of us in Los Angeles, how long we sit on the 405? When I leave the studio here in the morning, it's usually a little after 7 mm-hmm. West Coast time, and I drive on the 210, which isn't bad. The 118 is not bad. Time you get to the 5, forget about it. You can't move. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the 405 or the 170, whatever it is. It's still, I can get 3/4 of the way back to the house in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. It takes me another 40 minutes to go the rest of the way.
Yeah, like 3 miles.
It's, right, because it's just like somebody turned a switch on. There's about, at 7:07, everybody shows up from everywhere. It's like at 7:06, swell, it's great. 7:07, boom, the roads are loaded. Now, multiply that by about 4, and you know what the problem is going into Beijing or Shanghai or some of these other big cities. And what's happening, not only is it horrible to be stuck in these things, lost in them for as many hours as people are, but people can't get to work. They drive, and the workday's over. They turn around, and they drive home again. Or they just don't bother to go to work. Amazing reality.
What about population control there?
Well, they have done their best. The real country to worry about now is India. Mm-hmm. They have no population control. They believe they ought to have as many kids as they can have. The Chinese have been pretty good. Remember, they actually were paying for abortions.
Yeah,
they
for
were
girls.
Killing baby
that?
Girls. Yeah, ugh. Right, exactly. They've become much more progressive now. They've allowed families to have. That's the real sign of communism that is not mistakable, or it just is. It's amazing that the people over there who are becoming as knowledgeable as they are sit still for communism. I'm betting that that's not going to be the case forever or even for a long period of time. So that's the story about what's going on in China. Everybody else talking about the State of the Union. What is there to say about the State of the Union? The president detailed his plans to win the future. Okay, what does all that mean? I thought it was interesting. He was talking about Sputnik. You know, some of the calls that I've heard in some of the shows have been pretty critical about the president and his disassembling or de-assemble, what's the right word, disassemble, the NASA program. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that but for a guy who's not really a capitalist or sympathetic to business, he's going to feign that for the next couple of years so he gets reelected. He doesn't understand. He was never in it, never in the private enterprise system. But he's pushed to have the space program taken over by by private entities. Matter of fact, SpaceX is the new company. It's called Space Exploration Technologies Corporation, but it's known as SpaceX. They want to be the first commercial firm to launch our astronauts into outer space. So NASA still is training the astronauts, but we don't have any equipment to put them up into space to bring them to the International Space
right.
Center. So these people say at SpaceX, we'll do it. Apparently, NASA has given them a couple of $100 million in seed money to develop some of their rockets. They've already sent some rockets into outer space, and they're using Cape Kennedy. They're bringing all of the private people onto the a lot of the folks. Remember, a few months ago, we were sort of sad about all the people who had lost their jobs at NASA. Those of you listening in Melbourne and up and down the Space Coast to folks at Vero Beach also impacted by this. Anyway, there are apparently a lot of these folks that got fired by NASA that are getting jobs working for SpaceX and other companies like that. I have a hard time arguing against the idea of private companies doing this sort of thing or doing anything the government can do because, for the most part, they're going to do it better.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not, if we can do it in the space program, why? This is my question to the president. If we can do it in the space program, why can't we do it elsewhere? Why can't we privatize all kinds of things? Now, you can say, well, they privatized some of the military. Yeah, that's really working well. They've privatized some of these. See, there are too many strings attached to privatization, like all those NGOs and money goes in, the money gets sifted. It's like legal washing of money. That's really what it is, laundering of money. If we're smart about it, and that's what we have to do, we have to be intelligent about how we do all of these things. But I was disappointed the president didn't talk about that sort of thing last night. I will tell you, there's a shocker in Chicago today, big news from the Windy City
mm-hmm.
about somebody who's got lots of wind.
He has a lot of wind.
What could that be We'll find out 16 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Keep in mind, you can always reach me at Doug at DougSteffen.com. Also, 800-510-8255 reaches all of us. You can follow us on Twitter and, better yet, on Facebook. A lot of new media, a lot of things going on there we ought to check. We have normally a couple of times during the course of the day when we focus on the new media, Facebook things, ideas that are coming from the social media. This is something being discussed by everybody. You'll hear a lot of discussion about this today. Yesterday, Rahm Emanuel, who was the president's henchman for a couple of years, he decided he wanted to run for mayor. Actually, he didn't. Obama did. Obama got rid of Daley and paid off the Daley family by hiring his brother to help him get reelected. He's now chief of staff. William Daley is. So the Chicago Mafia is at it, running full steam ahead. Mm-hmm. Rahm Emanuel was told on Monday that he could not be on the ballot. Election is next month, I think, isn't it,
right,
in Chicago?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mayor of Chicago. Okay, so he was told by an appeals court, sorry, you don't qualify because you haven't lived here for the past year. He says, I'm a taxpayer, I've owned a home, I've been working in Washington, why should I be penalized? Well, they said, too bad. Unfortunately for the appeals court, the Illinois Supreme Court decided they had a hand up on the appeals court, and so they put Rahm Emanuel's ballot name back on the ballot.
Isn't that
on
nice?
On the ballot.
Yeah.
Nice to know that Chicago politics, clean as could be.
Clean as ever.
Clean as the driven snow. I said yesterday when that was announced, I mean, I laughed out loud.
I know.
When I heard it.
Were you even surprised? Because I wasn't.
No, of course not. It was a question of how many days it was going to take to get him back on the ballot.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway.
I hope the voters do the right thing.
Well, is he the leading candidate?
I don't know.
What other candidate for mayor of Chicago do you know about?
I have no idea.
Yeah. All right, speaking of who do you know, our 2020 news quiz. Identify, please, Mary Barra. Why is she in the news? Who is she? Mary, B-A-R-R-A. I will give you a hint. She's connected to a company I was talking about a few minutes ago doing big business in China. Who is Mary Barra for a swell prize? News quiz time, 800-510-TALK at 21 after. This is Good Day.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet. Great-tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's one-day diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We would like you to consider how you would run ads for the new Tata Motors here in America. That if you knew Tatas like I know Tatas, that's probably a good ad right there, isn't it? Oh, what a car.
They have a double D car coming up.
Very good.
Hey,
the big headlights.
What? How about powder?
I think they have heat-sensitive headlights, actually.
When the car gets a little older, they get warm.
I'll tell you what, Ricky, you are truly blessed. These two are two in a million.
I am.
Just like Carly Tata.
Won't find another rack like that, I guarantee it.
Thank you, Cal.
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
Me on the drum.
There I am in the background on the back.
On the flugelhorn.
Yeah, flugelhorn, whatever. I just blow.
Found you might like this, Richie.
Thunder on the mountain, stars on the moon. The ruckus in the alley and the clock will come soon. Today is the day. Gonna grab a gun, bone in blue.
I do. I like it a lot.
I do. I'm the guy who knows what's going on, really.
What is this?
This is Wanda Jackson, known as the female Elvis. She's 73 years old, a grandmother of four. She is got a new album called The Party Ain't Over. This was recorded 4 months ago. She and Loretta Lynn collaborated on this album, and this is the result. Known as the Female Elvis. Raucous rockabilly, Richie. Crank it up.
Come read and come see what I say.
73 years old.
Good for her.
That's silly. Yeah, I like this.
Grandma Wanda. Pretty hot instrumentals there, Richie. You never heard of Wanda Jackson before?
No, I gotta look her up.
Normally we'd only play 40, 45 seconds of a piece of music, but this is
I'm sure Wanda doesn't mind.
Nah, I don't mind. Actually, this is pretty interesting stuff.
Wow, here's some pictures of her from back in the day. Woo.
Yeah.
Hottie?
Yeah.
Yeah. There it is.
Wanda LaVon Jackson.
Yeah.
50s and 60s as a rockabilly singer, female rockabilly singer.
Yeah. She was a kid. She and Elvis were great friends. And Jerry Lee Lewis, she was the female person. You see, at the time she came around, there was no respect for women in music in general. Never mind somebody who would follow in the footsteps of Jerry Lee Lewis or some of the others from that rockabilly era. She was, I think, she was hanging around Sun. I don't know if she ever recorded anything there. You can maybe check that out, Richie. I remember her
right
from when I was a kid.
The queen of rockabilly.
Yeah. She's been around for a long time. She was a teenager during the Sun era.
Elvis convinced her to go rockabilly.
Yep.
She covered a lot of Jerry Lee and Elvis's songs.
Yep.
Roy
yep.
Clark played on one of her albums.
Yeah, yep. Pretty good. Out of the wilderness comes
How
Wanda.
How have I never heard about Wanda Jackson?
Flipping, Rich.
Apparently.
From Oklahoma, USA, Doug Steffens' Good Day program at 28 minutes past the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call
800-GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk. Talk radio starts here.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Bye.
Time for the lighter side of the day. This is our counter to La Nina. La Nina causing more snow where Richie is this morning, where I'll be this afternoon, and where, let's see, who's going to be? Oh, the president's there, right? You got to get rid of
him. You follow him around, don't you?
The president's here.
I don't know. Has he been in Los Angeles lately? I don't think he has.
No.
Actually, no. Up front about what's going on in the world today. Not much discussion about the, what is there to be said about the President of the State of the Union? Not my job to talk about politics. It is my job once in a while to talk about government. And the less government we have, that would have been my theme, and it would have been a short speech.
This is non-political, but a comment about last night. I want to give props to John Boehner for wearing a purple tie.
Purple tie.
It was really pretty, and everybody else
was
blue
to?
And red.
Who did he sit next to?
Joe Biden.
Biden, of course.
Oh, did he? Okay. Oh, that's right. He's up on the thing. I didn't watch it. Speaking of Joe Biden, would you like to know what Joe Biden's been doing?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to ask the audience to see if they can figure it out. I have sometimes people say you ask the strangest questions, or are you trying to purposely distract us? No, what I'm trying to do is let you know what's going on that isn't necessarily front and center the headlines of the morning newspaper or what all the other yak fests are talking about, because most of the time I find what they're talking about, maybe this is just me, to be pretty dull and uninteresting, boring to the point, because all these people have lives. All of these people do things other than what you see them doing. For example, Joe Biden did something fairly interesting on Monday.
Skydiving?
What was it? No. 800-510-8255. And we're also...
Rodeo
still,
clown.
Still trying...
Rich.
Good for you, Richie. We're trying to find out who Mary Barra is. If you're just joining us, that's our 2020 News Quiz question. This lady has been very much in the news for the last 4 or 5 days. I don't pick somebody out. I don't try to find somebody obscure. I find this woman to be very interesting. Her job is very interesting. And she will be more... She may be the first woman to ever do what she might be doing. Is that pretty obscure? Mary Barra. Who is she for the 2020 trivia question prize? from the Doug Steffen Good Day Gang, 800-510-8255. Also, what was Joe Biden doing this week? It's pretty interesting. It had nothing to do, well, actually, the outcome of what he did was because of what he does. Does that sound like a riddle?
The outcome of what he did is a result of what he does?
Yes. The outcome of what
he did. Is that like wherever you go is there you are?
Wherever you go, wherever you've been, you'll never be lost if you stay with me. Okay.
Cha-cha-cha.
The 83rd Annual Academy Awards. How many times do we have to go over this? Every single radio show I turned on yesterday, all the announcer or the host did was
read the list. But
what?
We did it first.
Go read it online. What do we need to waste air? Yeah, we were the first ones on the air because we were on the air when they were naming all these people. And we made comments about Jeff Bridges and James Franco and Colin Firth. Looks like the King's Speech.
That's the fave.
Right.
Yeah,
that's and Social Network. Those are the two ones. And The Fighter is in there. True Grit has some.
I think that girl's going to win. I just have this feeling.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see the other supporting actresses.
Why do we care about directors and stuff? Really, what we care about, actors, actresses, and the movies. And who has seen these small little films?
I would like to see The Kids Are All Right.
Yeah.
What is this 127 hours?
What's airing at the Sundance Film Festival? Ever been to Park City, Utah?
No, but I've always wanted to.
It's a little hole-in-the-wall town, old western town, and the movie theater is literally one of these old-time, like the old Ritz is only smaller.
Mm-hmm.
You know the old Ritz, the Fox Theaters, the Ritz Theaters, those the theaters that were around in the 40s and the 50s, many of them built in the 30s, ornate. You know, this is just an old theater, and it becomes, this whole town lights up for this festival. A lot of the first-timers are there. And it's pretty interesting. I think that's a lot more interesting story, frankly, than the Academy Awards, only because nobody's talking about it. You can turn on any television program, and it's like these people, you know, what is the old expression about what happens when somebody who's trying to kiss the boss's butt when your stop's too short, what happens to your nose?
Brown.
These people always, hello, come up with something different, will you? You're also afraid that somebody's going to outcover you or outdo you, that you do the same thing. I'm not worried about that. I don't want to talk about this stuff anymore, other than maybe once in a while making reference to Jeffrey Rush and how well he did in The King's Speech. I saw some outtakes. Looks like he was very good in that. And I did see The Fighter, and I think Christian Bale did an annoyingly good job presenting that character.
So annoying, he was great.
Because you wanted to not like him, right?
Because I wanted to what?
To not like him? Is that why
I didn't
want to
like him. I didn't like the character. No, I didn't like him at all. All right. Anyway, we're focused on Mary Barra and what Joe Biden did this week that wasn't presidential. He didn't do it. He didn't get to do it because of what he does. What is it that he did? And Jack jumped over the candlestick. 800-510-8255. By the way, a word of warning.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who are, this is every day we have a warning. And I'm beginning to worry about this too, Richie. As many people as I have following me on Facebook, you just have to do what Richie says. No personal information, no private information. Just have fun. Exchange helpful info.
Like social security numbers and things.
Yeah, but there's so much stuff out there. Right now, insurance companies are using Facebook. Richie uses it to hire people. The insurance companies are watching those people who have policies that have made claims, especially those who claim injury.
Yeah.
The story of Natalie Blanchard, who found out the hard way. She took a medical leave in early 2008 from her job as an IBM technician. She has been getting monthly disability benefits since then.
Right.
However, this past month, the checks stopped. So she said, what's this? Because there was no explanation, just the check stopped. So she called to find out and come to find out that they were monitoring her photos on Facebook showing her frolicking at a beach and hanging out at a pub.
Right.
Uh-oh.
And she went out on a depression malady, and the attorney for the insurance company said, what do you mean depressed? You're jumping around the beach. You're living high on us. Sorry. Canceled. Stamp. boom, end of story.
Wow.
So if you don't want to get caught and you're doing something you ought not to be doing, don't be as stupid as this woman.
It gets a lot simpler than that.
Post your picture.
All over the place. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Boss. Anybody home? Susan's home. Hi, Susan. Welcome to Good Day.
Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
Where's Susan, Richie? You promised me.
I promised you. Well, here.
Nobody's talking.
Hello?
Jennifer, you want to talk
hold
to me?
Hold on
I'll
one
talk
second.
To you. I'm not Susan, but I'll help.
Sue, were you there?
No. All right.
Well, Susan is here.
Do I need to?
I got Rich Sue and here? Susan.
Somebody Sue is call it? The police or the paramedics.
Hello,
or
Richie.
Sue is on the phone.
Maybe I better, I don't know if I'm here. Push the buttons to go to the commercials. What do we do about that?
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
The American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists has teamed up with Bristol-Myers Squibb and AstraZeneca to launch the Type 2 Talk, a new public health initiative aimed at improving the dialogue between patients with type 2 diabetes and their doctors. Dr. Robert S. Zimmerman of the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists and director of the Diabetes Center Cleveland Clinic explains.
As a practicing endocrinologist, I've noticed that a lack of effective dialogue can make it challenging to create a successful comprehensive treatment program for each patient. The Type 2 Talk provides current insights, polls, and eye-opening facts in an effort to help patients and physicians work together to reach treatment goals.
The program's website, thetype2talk.com, brings a new perspective to the doctor-patient conversations by highlighting the unique viewpoints of each party, thus fostering a deeper mutual understanding of each other's needs. For more information on the Type 2 Talk program, including how to download free worksheets that can help improve conversations between patients and their healthcare team, visit www.thetype2talk.com.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
All right, 15 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Well, well, well.
You know what? Nothing is perfect except what happens when we are born. We are born perfect. After that, somehow or other, we screw it up. And apparently, that has followed us, the demise of all of our lives that starts when we take that first breath has followed us, Jennifer, to this moment in time. Mark this down.
Okay.
Now I can hear you, Richie.
Yeah, now you can hear me. So let's try Sue and Susan.
Okay, all right.
I got Sue and Susan. Let's see if
change
I can.
Plans.
All right. So we had, let me just explain, because I don't want people to be like kind of off in a snowbank someplace. Every once in a while, there is no perfection. As I've said many, many times, this program is the most difficult radio program probably ever produced, and I don't say that to be boastful. It requires a lot of attention, a lot of equipment, and because of the way I've chosen to do this program, and the folks at Radio America were able to cooperate with me and help me do this, the equipment that they put together in Washington is very complex because of all the moving parts of this program. So sometimes Richie and his staff there, Peter and Michael, are confronted with a problem that's not readily or immediately fixable. So we had a little bit of a snafu, and that's what we were about to talk about. But now it's fixed, Richie.
It is.
And I can talk to Susan.
I hope it is. Here,
well, let's find out. Is it Sue or Susan? Which am I talking to?
No, there's both. There's one of each.
All right, I understand that, but I want to know who's first. Who's on first, Susan or Sue?
Well, Sue is right here.
Hi, Sue. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing? Nice to hear you.
I'm doing just fine.
All right, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Olean, New York.
Olean, New York. All right, good cow country there.
A good cow country and good snow country.
Lots of milk. How much snow you got on the ground?
Well, we probably got 10 or inches now, cumulative.
Yeah.
It was 20 below Monday morning here.
Yes, so I understand. I was talking to my folks on the farm yesterday. The water heater that we used to wash all the equipment blew up because it was so cold. It was 13 below yesterday morning. And so the guys were calling me to find out how much money I wanted to spend to fix it. I was really happy to take that call. All right. So which question are you answering? What Joe Biden's been doing or who Mary Barra is?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. What happened? What was he doing?
He was called to jury duty on Monday morning.
He was. Joe Biden went to a courthouse in Delaware on Monday. He was called for jury duty. His office said that he would participate in the jury selection process. Can you imagine the circus around this?
Yeah.
He was dismissed because of who he was and what he did, which I think is a mistake. What do you think, Susan? Should he have served?
Well, I was waiting to hear what had happened. I had never heard what had happened. I knew he was going.
Yeah.
And, in fact, as I mentioned to my husband last night when I saw him, I wonder what happened.
Yeah.
No, I think he should have gotten a chance to say that he either couldn't do this or he could do for whatever particular trial is coming up.
I think they probably dismissed him for circus purposes.
Because
how
is
anybody
going to
get a fair trial when you got him sitting on your jury and you got 10,000 cameras sitting out front and just the circus that it would create?
Well, that's what they should have gotten rid of, that part of the circus.
Right, they get rid of the news cameras.
The photographers.
Right. He said, quote, "I don't consider myself different than any other person. This is important. It's an honor to be part of the system. I loved it when I've had jury duty. I thought it was great. You've been on jury duty, Susan?"
"I've been called 3 different times, and I've never made it to a jury."
"Really?"
"I would like to have had, but it just didn't work."
"Yeah. Huh. All right. We had the right answer to the question, so we'll give you a Swell Doug Steffen prize. How's that for a deal?"
"Sounds like a good deal to me."
"Stay warm and dry, my dear. Thank you. Hold on just a second. Obama was called to serve on a Cook County jury last year, but he declined the obligation because he was the president."
"I think it's a really good example if they go and do it, though."
"Yeah.
It's a good example, but again, how do they run a court with that circus going on?
You get rid of the news media.
How do you
do that? Sue, you tell them to go away. Get the guns out. We got all these guns. Shoot a few of them." "Sue, welcome to Good Day. Hi."
"No, this is Susan."
"Oh, Susan.
You were speaking to Sue. This is Susan."
"Oh, Susan.
You were answering the same question.
I'm about to be confused in..." "Hi, Susan."
"Good morning.
Sue. How do you do? How are you?"
"I'm good."
"Where are you?"
Hollywood, Maryland."
"Hollywood, Maryland."
"Ooh, we get a lot of calls out of that Southern Maryland station. That's awesome."
"Yeah, not a bad thing. All right, so do you want to tell me who Mary Barra is?"
"No, she wanted to answer the jury duty question as well."
"Well, we don't need it."
"I wanted to give you one of each. You asked for a Sue and a Susan. I gave you one."
"Right."
"Yeah."
All right, so I'm going to give you a hint because I don't want you to go away empty-handed, Sue, all right?" "Oh, Tracy has the answer to that? All right. Well, hold on a second, Sue." "Tracy, where are you?"
"It was Susan."
"Hi, I'm calling from Memphis, Tennessee."
"Memphis, Tennessee. That's the KWAM land. How are you doing?"
"I'm doing good this morning. How about
you?" "That's good. I'm doing well, thank you. Who's Mary Barra?"
I'm guessing that she is the CEO of GM.
"She is not the CEO yet. Dan Ackerson is the CEO of GM, but he just hired or promoted her. Here's a woman who started 34 years ago, and she's in her mid-50s now, doing the same job that I had when I was a teenager, a line inspector at a GM plant. and she is now the Senior Vice President of Global Product Development. That is, she's in charge of all the new cars that General Motors will come out with. Pretty cool, huh? Good for you. You got the answer. That's Mary Barra's story here on Good Day. In our platform, it was
this message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
All right, the Doug Steffen flirt machine up to speed.
50, who are we flirting with?
3 minutes after the hour. Well, here is, I'm looking at the...
I didn't know that thing ever shut off.
Los Angeles... Thank you, Rich.
The
Los Angeles...
Watch where you stick that thing.
The Los Angeles single scene and the matchmaker part of the newspaper. Single white female looking for that special cool single white male over 70.
Oh, you got my ad.
Now, just actually what I'm looking at are the ages of these people who have personal ads. 62, 66,
sure.
67, 65, 59. My God, I didn't think people, why didn't I mean, that's not probably.
You date all the time.
Yeah, but I don't have an ad running like that in the newspaper.
But sometimes people, I mean, you get out and meet a lot of people, and that's good for you, but a lot of times people don't go out and know where to meet folks.
Don't get around much. Yeah. Anymore. All right. So is that an appropriate use of, that's a newspaper, but there are a lot of ads online. More and more of these ads, there are people that are soliciting or not even being solicited.
Didn't we try to write an ad for you once, or did we?
We did.
We made a joke.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to it?
I don't know. Maybe still up there. Are you still getting emails?
I don't know.
Was it on, like, farmdating.com or something?
That's what it is. The farm one.
Is
farm
that the one that you were talking about the other day? Really?
No. This was like 3 years ago where there was this dating service for people who grew up on farms or lived on farms.
Yeah.
And we put an ad for you on that one.
My name is Betty, and I'm looking for a handsome farmer to milk my cows.
Come on, baby, milk my cows. 55 past the hour. Time now for us to make your life better, help you make your life better, especially if you're trying to use the technology that is a part of our society and a part of our world. It seems to me yesterday, let me just see, I'm going to go back yesterday, we have a floating moment of remembrance from yesterday when I asked the question, about this time yesterday, would you like to know how you are able to eliminate those Post-it notes that are all over your refrigerator in all over your office. Do I remember
familiar.
That?
Yeah.
It sort of sounds like
I'm having deja vu.
Seems like only yesterday I asked that question, and we didn't get the answer then from Alex, but we're going to today. Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor, is the person with the solution up next on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Got a lot of sticky notes on your desk? Or do you like to take notes on paper? Maybe in a Word document? If you're a notes person, have I got a program for you. It's called Evernote. It's a place for you to collect not only notes and information, but also web clippings, photos, movies, bookmarks, and pretty much any detail from your life, digital or otherwise. But the magic of Evernote is that all of it is kept online on an internet cloud. This means you can access and create your notes from your computer, your phone, and any device that's connected to the internet. That means your information is always with you, wherever you are, and that is a big deal. You know what else is a big deal? The tool is free if you don't mind ads, and you get 40 megabytes of monthly storage. There's a premium version which runs $45, and it eliminates the ads and gets you 500 megabytes of storage. Evernote.com is where to go for details, and technologytailor.com is where to listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to GEICO. Despite the millions of drivers switching to GEICO, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Speaking of technology on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Rich McFadden here at the technical end of things in Washington, and Jennifer Horn is here. A story about a fellow here in California, Jennifer, who admitted this week to using personal information he gleaned from Facebook to hack into a lot of women's email accounts, downloading nude photos and videos sent from those accounts, and then forwarding the photos to all of the women's contacts. Why would you do this? Why?
Who has nude photos on their computer?
Name is George Bronk.
And
B-R-O-N-K, 23 years old. He coerced a woman into sending him explicit photos of herself, and then he distributes them to all of the people that she has listed
as Facebook friends.
He could go to jail for 6 years. Maybe he ought to.
He won't last long.
No, that's good. That's below the belt, pardon the pun. 59.